It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
It's going to get nippy out. Freeze warning tonight
for
anybody that's worried about their sprinklers or their outdoor faucets.
Or yourself, like it gets cold.
Or grandma. Let grandma know it's going to get super cold tonight. Don't go outside.
Poor grandma.
It's so cold out. I'm frozen.
I left my room windows open all night long, and I woke up, and it was chilly.
Man. Yeah, I bet it was chilly.
I forgot to close them.
Luckily, you weren't in there alone, so you were warm, so that's good.
I was in there alone.
I don't know.
Is your mom listening?
No, but I was in there alone. I don't know if she's listening. Hi, Mom. Love you.
I noticed that Katie immediately came in, and she showed me her phone, and she's like, look at the temperature.
It's 37 degrees.
I was like, don't be that person, Katie, who's taking a picture of your car dash.
Yes.
It's just so cold. I'm going to post it in case anybody doesn't make their way outside today.
It said icy for the first time this season, and I had to capture it.
How many other times are you going to look at that picture?
I don't know.
It was a very informative picture. I was like, holy crap, you're right. It is cold out.
And this just clarified exactly how I felt. Like, I'm cold today. Burr,
it is nippy. I went through yesterday and finalized a few outdoor things because the weather's coming in. And it was a very sad day for me because I'm a yard guy. I like to, you know, keep the yard very well maintained over the summer. And I've got some very lovely natural grasses. They get really big, and I kind of baby them all summer along, make sure they're watered and trimmed up. And yesterday was the day that you just go with the trimmer and just take them off ground level and throw them all away. And it's like, it always hurts me every year when I do that because it's
Did
like so much
goodbye?
Time and effort. And I was like, goodbye, grasses. I'll see you again next year.
I love you.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, you got to trim all that crap up, you know, or the HOA yells at you. So.
Yeah. Well, and you have to say goodbye because they're kind of your babies. You're taking care of them for a whole season.
It does feel like such a waste because you know how much time you put into it. And the pruning time and the watering time and the resources, you know. And then it's like on 10/29, saw them down low. Anyway, so that went on yesterday. And I woke up starving today because since our Sloppy Joes and Tater Tots last weekend, where I said that we ate like total crap, it's been salads every day since. Straight up salads. I made a big one last night. And you feel fine after dinner.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel like crap.
Gurgly, yeah.
Yeah, but it's seriously, like, 45 minutes later, you're, like, hungry.
Yeah, and it's no fun. Like, never
it's
did
no
a fun.
Fun.
It's no fun.
No fun story ever. This it's one true. Time when I was having a salad.
That's
like,
true.
We tore it up that night.
Exactly, so.
So, yeah, and you wake up just freaking starving.
Every time.
Lettuce can only take you so far throughout the night.
A lot of air in the tummy, yeah.
So, yeah,
like
I feel like I'm
empty.
Making up for it in the morning, you know, because I'm just, like, eating everything I can.
Yeah.
I was like, I can because I had a salad last night.
Yeah.
What'd you have
fill
for dinner?
Up. I was really proud of myself because we had leftovers from a party this weekend and it was pulled pork that we had for barbecue sandwiches, right?
Yum.
I took that pulled pork, I stuffed it into a croissant with cheese, and it was the croissants that you they're in the can, and then you pop the can, and so
the
you
Pillsbury
make them in the
ones,
oven.
You roll?
Exactly.
Those are the
so
best.
I rolled these croissants out, and then
yum.
I put the pork, I put barbecue sauce,
Shut
and
up.
I put cheese, and then I put another croissant on top. They were little
croissants.
Double
croissant?
Because we were talking about Hot Pockets. I made some croissant pockets last
some croissant
night.
Pockets.
They were so good, and I had to make them for kids, and you know that it's a good dish when kids will eat it and ask for seconds and like rave about it. So when an 8-year-old gives you two thumbs up, you know it was a good dish.
Yeah.
So, heck yeah.
I love those Pillsbury croissants.
They're
that
so
roll.
Good.
And there's so many like white trash meals you can make with those.
Oh, 100%.
When you just roll them out in the bottom of like a pan,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you top it with cheese and tater tots and blah, blah, blah. And then you bake it.
You
and it becomes the crust underneath.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And you know how the story turns real fat, Katie, real quick? Is because even after I made all that, I had to make another can of those croissants just so I could eat them because they were so good.
That's so sad for you.
Did you eat them all by yourself?
It was very happy. It was a very happy moment. My stomach, not so happy, but. But, yeah, those were that good that I had to make another can of them just because they were so tasty.
I can't give you any crap because Fat Jeremy comes out with those.
Okay.
And I'll one-up you because a lot of times I'll just take one of those triangles, eat it raw.
You'll eat it raw. I have a friend who does that. I'm
yum.
Like, how is that good for
I
you?
I eat it raw.
Yum?
Raw dough.
It's so good.
I can't eat
raw
dough.
Yeah, I'll eat one of those before I make it. And, you know, I instantly you're like, salmonella.
Yeah, sure that's what this. I think.
But I'm like, screw it. It's worth the risk.
Never happened to anybody. I haven't heard of anybody getting salmonella. I think that's a wives' tale.
You think it is?
I've never heard of anybody doing that. People have eaten raw cookie dough their entire lives.
Cookie dough's one thing, but croissant dough, I just...
In the pre-made?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because it's not cooked. So there's still raw ingredients within it, I would imagine.
It's frozen. But... You're good. Don't or
it's
was.
Not tasty. I just don't think it's
tasty. I think
tasty.
It's so tasty, oh, and yeah. I love so the good. Texture in my mouth for some reason.
It's gooey.
Yeah, it's like a gooey, gummy texture, and it's so good. But then again, I'm like the guy who will crack open a can of like SpaghettiOs and eat it straight out the can without heating it up, or like a can of corn, you know, and I'll just crack it open and eat it without even thinking twice
choices.
About it.
Those are choices that you make.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Those are some of the choices of all time.
Sometimes if you're like in a hurry and we're leaving or something, I'm like, man, I'm hungry. It's like, boom, I'll go down to my stash of SpaghettiOs.
Sketty stash.
Which I have in my basement. I have a stash of SpaghettiOs.
You know what? I threw up on SpaghettiOs when I was like 6 years old, and I have not had anything like that since. I cannot eat it. It like scarred me for life.
So
I can't
good,
do it.
Man.
But I also threw up one day on Chick-fil-A, and I will eat Chick-fil-A every single day of my life.
You're still doing
it. But the SpaghettiOs scarred me.
When I was a kid, I would use to take the meatball SpaghettiOs.
Yes.
I've done this as an adult, too. Who am I kidding? And if I do heat it up and have the bowl of it there at the table, I will I'll suck on the meatballs. Suck all the sauce off them, and then set them to the side on a napkin, a little square paper napkin, and then eat the rest of the SpaghettiOs. And then at the end, you've got like 20 little dry meatballs on the napkin, and then you just eat them like they're
why not
little
eat
hors d'oeuvres.
Sauce.
Like,
eat them with the
balls,
sauce.
I don't know, dude. We all have a weird food quirk thing, and I love the dry meatballs from SpaghettiOs.
Food out of my mouth.
You gotta suck the sauce off first, and then send it to the. And it's so nasty when it's done because you've got that paper napkin sitting there, and then after you're done eating all the meatballs, there's like 20 little moist spots, circles
so
on the
wife.
Napkin. I know, right?
I'm the single one here.
Sorry, ladies, I'm taking sucking that sauce.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.